Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the Psalms up to the 13th Psalm. And this is a very short Psalm, just six verses long. But it's somewhat a synopsis of what we've seen in many of the Psalms up to this point in time. It has a title to it. It's to the choir master, a Psalm of David. So this is one that David wrote. He sent it to the music director, to the chief musician, to the choir master, to the choir director. And this would have been used in some form of worship, probably corporate worship. It begins with the things that so often we do, a series of questions. And it says, a Psalm of David, so David wrote this. And David is asking this, how long, O Lord? That's the first question he asked. And he asked a series of questions, and then he's going to deal with the answers, then he's going to deal with the response, all in six verses. So listen to this. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? So it's a series of questions. I didn't even count them. How many? One, two, three. Four, five. Yeah, five questions over two verses. And they're questions that we often ask in our own lives, in our own situation. You know, how long, Lord? How long do we have to wait? How long is this going to be coming against me? Lord, have you forgotten me forever? Lord, have you hidden your face? And he says it in such a way, how long will you hide your face from me? He considers the Lord to be hiding his face from him. And he says, how long must I take counsel in my own soul and have sorrow in my own heart all day long? In other words, I'm wrapped up in this sorrow. I'm wrapped up in thinking about what has happened to me. And it's really bringing me down to such a point. And he says, how long shall my enemy exalt over me? So here we bring the enemy in. So he's asking the Lord, how long, Lord, how long? Totally legitimate questions, okay? He brings it before the Lord. Then he says this in verse 3. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. So you see what he's saying. He says he asked the question in these first two verses, structured a particular kind of way. And then he comes back and he asks God to answer. He says, Lord, will you please consider this? Consider this. Consider answering. How long is it? And consider answering and light up my light, my eyes. Bring life to me. I'm at the point where I feel like I'm sleeping the sleep of death. You know, often people will say, well, you don't see depression in the scripture, to which I would say, hey, pay attention. You see the spirit of heaviness. You see things like this right here, lest I sleep the sleep of death. You know, is it, he's just wanting to go and die. And then he brings the enemies again here for the second time. He says, Lord, consider this. Lord, answer me, lest my enemies will think that they prevailed over me. You know, lest my foes, my enemies rejoice because I am shaken. And that's sort of the status of what David is right here. He's shaken. King James says moved, troubled, okay? That there's something happening here. And he says, Lord, I need you to move. I need you to do this. But Lord, how long is it going to be? How long is it going to be before you consider and answer me? Lord, how long is it going to be before you restore the light of your countenance and salvation upon me? I feel like I'm being shaken here. God, I don't know what to do. Then the last two verses, verses 5 and 6. Yeah, you see the structure, don't you? Verses 1 and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He starts off with that all-powerful word, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. So do you see what he's saying here? He's letting God know how he feels. And God knows that already, right? He's saying, Lord, how long do I have to wait for all this? Lord, the enemies are going to be saying things about this. But then he closes and says, but you know what? I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart is going to rejoice in your salvation. I'm going to sing to the Lord because of how he has dealt bountifully with me. We are to do likewise, folks. We are to trust, not in situation and circumstance, but trust in the steadfast love of the Lord. We are to rejoice, not in situation and circumstance, but rejoice in the salvation that comes from God. And then just sing, folks. Just sing to the Lord. Sing praise to him. Sing thanks to him for all the marvelous things he's done. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.